In the main space of the agriculture fair are the animals. Sheep, pigs, cows. Cows are lined up in open stalls lined with hay. They're grouped by breed. This year, though, on many of the signs that indicate the names and the information about the cows are hung banners with the words, "Farmers, state of emergency."
Je suis éleveur, je meurs.
I'm a farmer, I'm dying, reads Pierre-Yves off of the front of the t-shirt that he and many other of the farmers here are wearing. He's a dairy farmer from Brittany in northern France. That's where most of France's milk is produced. He's been doing this for 20 years. Milk prices have always varied, but recently, after a change in European regulations that got rid of quotas, prices have gone down, way down.
Je produis 700 millilitres de lait entre 2014 et 2016.
I produce 700,000 liters of milk, he says. Since 2014, the price per 100 liters has gone down by 90 euros. If you do the math, he's lost over 60,000 euros a year for the last 2 years. His costs aren't going down either.
C'est les charges sociales notamment qui pèsent énormément.
Social charges are quite high, he says, as well as the cost of mechanization. He finds fewer and fewer people willing to work on the farm, so he's had to buy machines to do some of that work. But the price drops, he blames on processors and distributors.
Je pense qu'il y a un problème de répartition du bénéfice, quoi.
We have a problem with the spreading of profits, he says.
On s'est rendu compte lors de contrôle.
Olivier Etienne is a pork farmer from Brittany. He's also the spokesperson of a new group called Bonnet Rose, or Pink Bonnets, aimed at preserving French agriculture. He says he's frustrated that ham from outside of France, like Spain, which costs less to produce because labor costs are lower, is sold for the same amount or more than French ham in French supermarkets.
Ça veut dire que ces gros groupes de transformation font des marges.
That means the big processing companies are making very large profit margins on foreign products, he says. Like dairy, the price of pork has dropped dramatically over the last couple of years. Pork prices have been affected particularly by a Russian ban on EU pork products that was imposed in 2014. This meant there was a glut of pork in Europe. More supply means lower prices. Olivier Etienne says he can sell a kilo of pork today to a processor for €1.10. His production costs are €1.50. A lifting of the embargo would help, he says, but the French government also needs to jumpstart the French market.
On demande justement à nos politiques de mettre en avant le produit français.
We're asking politicians to promote French products, he says. They've come up with a logo. It's a stylized map of France, red, white and blue, touting pork made in France.
Le produit français qui est d'extrêmement qualité.
French pork is high quality pork, he says, and its origins can be guaranteed. He says French farmers are not allowed to use animal flowers or growth hormones, which he insinuates that farmers elsewhere, in Spain notably, are doing. The Made in France logo is being promoted over at INAPOR, the French Professional Pork Council. President Guillaume Rouet says promoting French meat, pork, and beef is one way to inform consumers that there's a problem. But he says the situation is much more complicated than just getting people to buy French.
If we want to survive in the open market and the open rules like we have in EU nowadays, we have to protect our market a little bit. And first of all, we have to inform the consumers of the situation. And the best way to inform the consumers is to tell him how and where is coming the meat from and how it has been processed. But when we are on a very open market, of course, it's cheaper if you buy from abroad. So it's very complicated for us to find a line, a common line between all the actors.
That line is between cost and ideals. Rouet has a relatively big pig farm in Brittany, 600 sows who produce 18,000 piglets a year. An average Breton pig farm is 200 sows. He says France has tended to favorize small farms, and even today leans towards that as a model.
I think our culture is not very open on the market. On the animal production, the French population is very close to the old-fashioned farms, you know, small farms and farmers working on a family range, not on a competitive way, so it's complicated for us.
Rouet says customers send mixed messages. On the one hand, they want to support small traditional farming.
They say, I want to pay more for quality. I want to have small farmers in a very fantastic country and to be in a good situation between my position of citizen and my position of consumer.
But he says when you ask them inside the supermarket as they're pulling out their pocketbooks,
they do exactly the contrary. So that is complicated.
France needs to decide, he says, between a small, local, traditional farming system or lower prices.
We have to make a choice. Or we go on the open market and we have to be competitive, or we stay on our French market and it will be absolutely different. If you want to produce at a low price to satisfy the consumers, you must be competitive, and we are not. So, or we want to stay in our situation for the future, and we have to increase our farms, or we will regress.
Back at the dairy cow section, Friso and Andrea Dace, a Dutch couple, are tending to the Holstein cow they brought to the fair.
I'm a breeder from the Holstein cows in the Normandy.
They've been running a dairy in Normandy for over 20 years. With 150 cows today, their operation is average for French dairy farm standards. They'd like to grow, though, but they're feeling limited by French regulations.
It's over the last few years we want to grow. The French government don't allow to grow. I have the idea they want to keep the farmers little.
When you are a little farmer, you're not very special. When you are bigger, you have more power.
The Dace don't want to grow that large, up to 200 cows from 150. Friso says it's good to support traditional farming in some areas, but for them...
We are in Normandy. Normandy, that's one of the best areas to make milk. You must have a big farm, I think. When you are in the Pyrenees or Alps, 2,000 meter high, you can make a traditional product.
He says growing their operation would help streamline costs, which they need desperately today, given the drop in prices being paid for milk.
When we start, we are milking 3,300 liter milk, 35 cows. Now we have 155 cows. We make less money.
They expected prices to drop. They made their most recent calculations based on a cost per 100 liters of 290 to 300 euros. Today, though, it's 260, and it's expected to go down even lower. Andrea says it's not enough to make them quit the dairy business, but she is worried.
I don't like the stress and always the money we work for, but at the end of the month, the money...
Before it was easier.
Farmers are feeling the pinch. In France, they have the highest suicide rate of any group of people in France. Suicide's the third cause of death after cancer and heart disease for farmers. But the days are not at all there. They remain relatively optimistic.
It's both, our passion.
Our both sons are starting farming in December.
Their sons, 20 and 22 years old, will be joining their parents on the farm at a very difficult economic time.
It's better to begin in a difficult period, I think, than in a very good period.
Financing is cheap, he says, and you have nowhere to go but up. The parents are not at all encouraging their sons to look for work in other sectors.
I'm sure we need milk, we need cheese, we need meat.
We are sure that the good times will come. It will be returned.
The agriculture fair isn't only about the difficult times. It is business as usual, too. Animals are being led to the grooming stations before heading to the competition rings. Pierre-Yves, the Brittany dairy farmer from earlier, came to the fair with his cow named Fiscal.
Fiscal, en breton, c'est un mot breton, qui veut dire c'est chouette, ça va bien.
It's a Breton word, he explains, which means things are great, they're going well. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.